Today is the second Sunday of Lent. The epistle for the second Sunday of Lent is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 4. Brethren, we pray and beseech you in the Lord Jesus that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so also you would walk that you may abound the more. For you know what precepts I have given to you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles that know not God. And that no man overreach nor circumvent his brother in business, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things, as we have told you before and have testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto sanctification in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 17. At that time Jesus taketh unto him Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And as he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And lo, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And the disciples, hearing, fell upon their face, and were very much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said to them, Arise and fear not. And they, lifting up their eyes, saw no one but only Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man till the Son of Man be risen from the dead. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, it's hard to believe that it's almost been 3 months since His Excellency Bishop Kelly passed away. And some of us priests were recently looking back on our conversations with him. And one of the topics we really enjoyed was when he would tell us what it was like to grow up in the Catholic Church before the Second Vatican Council and the devastating changes. He grew up in Brooklyn. And he would tell us that Brooklyn used to be referred to as the city of churches, because there were beautiful churches on almost every block. He said right down the block from the apartment complex where he grew up was the Catholic church where he and his family would walk to every Sunday for Mass. He said all the stores and the businesses would close down. Everyone would dress in their Sunday best. And the pews would be packed for Mass. There would be 5 to 6 Masses on a Sunday to accommodate all of the people. And he said each Mass was packed. And in general, he explained that it was a time when religious and priests were respected in public places. It was a time when divorce was frowned upon. impurity was considered scandalous and abhorrent. He said everything wasn't perfect, but compared to now, he said they certainly were the good old days, as he liked to call them. And he expressed how sad it was what Vatican II and the changes of Vatican did to the church, what they destroyed. I recently looked at a poll that said 17% of Catholics go to church on Sunday. Now there are about 50,000 marriage annulments in the new church, which are practically speaking divorces. 50,000 marriage annulments among Catholics in the new church each year in the United States since Vatican II. And so when we would hear Bishop Kelly describing the old days and compare it to today's day and age, we couldn't help but think, what happened? How did everything change so drastically, so quickly, relatively speaking, short time? It's only been 65 years since the close of the Second Vatican Council. Why did millions of Catholics practically lose the faith so easily? Well, Bishop Kelly, who really understood and studied this great tragedy, he explained to us that it was, of course, the changes in the church that were introduced little by little, changes that were imperceptible at first, but which accustomed the people for big changes in the very practice of the faith. But he did say that there was something else, something deeper. There was something that made the people supple for these devastating changes. He said there was this common misunderstanding about holiness. He said around the 18th century, a new false idea developed. And the idea was this, that all souls are not called to become saints, but that sanctity was reserved for a few special souls whom God called to high holiness. In other words, it was the common thought that the majority of people did not have to strive to lead holy lives, that they did not have to strive to become perfect, because a majority of souls are not called to sanctity, as this idea stated. When, my dear friends, the matter in fact, the true teaching of the church is that all, each and every one of us, no matter our vocation in life, whether we are married, religious, or single, all are called by God to become saints. The reason that God made us is so that we love Him, so that we know Him, so that we serve Him in this world. That is, so that we strive to become saints, so that we could be happy with Him forever in heaven. Now, Bishop Kelly said even good priests and spiritual writers at that time were teaching this false doctrine that only few are called to strive after sanctity, not to confuse people or lead them astray, but because, he said, many of these spiritual writers themselves were confused about holiness. Believe it or not, there were priests and spiritual writers who were teaching people that it would be vain, that it would even be prideful to think that you were called by God to be a great saint. There was this idea that sanctity was something distant, something unattainable. There was this idea to be comfortable with the idea, oh, just as long as I make it to purgatory, to aim at least for purgatory. But do you see the problem with that? With this frame of thought to aim for purgatory? What if you miss purgatory? Where does a soul go? Bishop Kelly explained the way he described this thought was, he would explain it as an archer. When he was aiming at a target, he does not aim directly at the target, he aims above the target. Because as the arrow is traveling to the target, gravity is pulling the arrow down. So he aims above it. So too, what must we aim above purgatory? We must aim high. We must aim for heaven. But my dear friends, do you see the effect of such a teaching as, if people do not believe that they are called to strive after holiness, if they do not believe they are called to be saints, few will put in the effort to become holy. Bishop Kelly would often tell us that there are so few saints, not because we are incapable of becoming saints. There are so few saints because so many do not think that they can become a saint. Right? If one believes that they are not called to high holiness or sanctity, they will not strive for great holiness or to become saints. And they will easily accept the changes of ease and convenience very rapidly. If one believes that they are not called to be saints, they will not work hard to do what is necessary to become a saint. They will not work to overcome their vices and bad habits, such as anger or impurity. They will not strive to practice virtue when it is hard, to patiently bear their daily crosses, because that's something for the saints. They will not consider it necessary to do all in their power to avoid even venial sin. Fasting, denying oneself, mortification, and prayer, those things become extraordinary things that are for the saints. Something for the saints that the majority of people are not called to. And finally, if one does not believe he is called to be a saint, he will become mediocre. His fervor and devotion will easily cool. He will even be comfortable while in the state of mortal sin and be fine with putting off confession. And so Bishop Kelly said that the changes of Vatican II were so easily accepted because many souls did not think they had to strive for sanctity. The changes appealed to their fallen human nature, to our laziness. Many were not striving to know God, to serve him. Their love for him cooled. Their fervor and devotion faded away. Because love and devotion was something for the saints, not for me. And you know, my dear friends, we can easily fall into this same frame of thought, especially since it does appeal to our fallen human nature. That is why St. Paul reminds us in the epistle of today's Mass, this is the will of God, your sanctification, to become a saint. Thus, the will of God is that we try our hardest, that we do our duties well. The will of God is that we strive to attain a high place in heaven. And I think we know this. We've been told this from the pulpit before. We know that our purpose in life is to become saints. But we have to ask ourselves, do we believe this? Are we really convinced that we have to become saints? It's really amazing. We could wake up in the morning, say a few prayers, wash our face, maybe get a cup of coffee, could continue our whole morning routine, wake up the kids, and get ready for work, and not have a single reflection or thought on the whole reason why we are alive, the whole reason why we are given this day, why we are breathing. God gives us each day to become a saint. Why? Why is it that God wills that we become a saint? Well, my dear friends, look to the crucifix. Look at how much God values us. We must be precious in his eyes if he was willing to go through all of that for us. Look at God bleeding and suffering. He is bleeding and suffering because he cannot bear to be separated from us. He loves us so much that he wants us to be united with him, to be happy with him forever in heaven. He is nailed to the cross. His heart is pierced. He went through all of the passion to prove his love for us so that we can be moved to love him in return and so that we could ultimately become saints. And so, too, we must aim to become saints. We cannot have this attitude, just as long as I get to purgatory. But let us, as Bishop Kelly says, aim high. Aim for heaven. Aim to become a saint. Now, how do we do that? Well, St. John Bosco actually gave a sermon on the second Sunday of Lent, which Sunday it is today. And in this sermon that he gave to his boys, he said, "Everyone is called to be a saint." And St. John Bosco continued, he said, "Do you know it is easy to be a saint?" He said, "Just do this. Ask Our Lady each and every day for the favor of becoming a saint." Meaning, ask Our Lady every day that you become a saint. Say your prayers devoutly. Perform all of your duties exactly. And above all, he would say, be cheerful, especially when crosses come your way. Diligently do the ordinary things of the day in an extraordinary way, meaning with great love. And he would remind his boys at the end of the sermon, he said, "The Lord loves a cheerful giver." And so, my dear friends, as St. John Bosco told his boys, let us strive to be patient by being cheerful, especially when things are going wrong, things don't go our way. Let us renew our fervor in our prayers and be sure to say the family rosary. And let us, especially during Lent, really strive for the practice of virtue, offering up the sufferings and pains of daily life up to God as a way to prove our love for him. And one of St. John Bosco's boys who was at that sermon was so determined to become a saint that he made it his motto to avoid sin at all cost, knowing that mortal sin is the only thing that separates us from God. This was Dominic Savio, Saint Dominic Savio. His motto was death rather than sin. And so let us have this same determination. Let us take this as our motto, realizing that unrepentant mortal sin separates us from God for all eternity. Make that motto practical by seriously avoiding those things, those persons, or places that easily lead us into sin. My dear friends, remember the real worth of your soul. It is so valuable that the Sacred Heart is burning. It is on fire with love for us. He suffered a most cruel passion and death to save us from the fires of hell. Each day of Lent, renew your determination to become a saint, to strive after holiness. God does not want you to throw your soul into hell by mortal sin. He does not want you to be mediocre, to aim for purgatory. God wants you with him for all eternity, to be happy with him in heaven. This is the will of God, your sanctification. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.